Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We heard in the headlines a little earlier, Chinese authorities have lifted their ban on Irish beef imports after 2.5 years over BSE fears. Joe McGreely is RTE's Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent and he joins me on the line now. Joe, thanks very much for telling us about this morning. This is a really lucrative market and I heard in your report at 10, it's worth €100 million to Irish farmers, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so, well, it was worth €100 million, Claire, when the ban came in May 2020. The Irish beef has been exported to China since 2018, and the market was growing exponentially in that very short period from 2018 to 2020 when this case of atypical BSE was discovered in Ireland. Now, the case was in a 14-year-old cow in a herd in County Tipperary. And as per the agreement with the Chinese at the time, the sanitary agreement, the export of Irish beef to China was immediately suspended. Now, since then, of course, the Irish officials, Irish ministers have been working with the Chinese to try and get the ban lifted, pointing out that it was an atypical case. The difference between an atypical case and a classical case of BSE, I suppose, is that the classical cases, which we heard an awful lot about in the 1990s and 2000s, they were caused by meat and bone meal being fed to bovines. Of course, all that stopped, but there is still the possibility of an atypical case occurring in cattle. It's considered to be a sort of a naturally occurring case of BSE. So efforts were afoot in the entire period that the suspension was in place to try and get it lifted. And over the last 48 hours, that has now come to fruition.
So the focus now will be on rebuilding that market and getting it back up to that €100 million worth of beef exports.
Absolutely. And I mean, China is a massive, massive market for beef. It has a population of 1.4 billion people. It's the most populous country in the world. Huge demand for beef there. They import beef from a lot of other major beef producing countries around the world. And this now gives Ireland a chance to get back in there. As we say, it was worth €100 million at the time. That equivalent amount of beef would be worth a lot more now because, of course, prices for beef have risen fairly substantially in the last 12 to 18 months. So it's very good news for Irish beef producers and it'll further underpin the prices that they're getting and underpin the market here.
Joe, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that breaking news this morning. Joe McGreely there, RTE's Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent.